welcome to the History Diva on KMUN. I'm Lori Serafin, Vice President of the Lower Columbia Preservation Society and Honorary Finn. My philosophy is that building the future and keeping the past relevant can be one and the same thing. To value history and artifacts of our past, we need to learn about them. Let's explore local history. Are you curious about the Finnish people and culture of the Lower Columbia? Maybe you're part Finnish. When we bought an old house that was owned by a Finn, I started a crash course in all things Finnish. I learned about Finnish immigration to the U.S., food, and culture. Who doesn't like panukaku or Finnish pancake? The first Finnish immigrants to North America arrived in New Sweden in the lower Delaware River in 1638. That is exceptionally early and only 18 years after the arrival of the Mayflower in 1620. However, the immigration of Finns to North America occurred at low levels until about 1870. The years between 1870 and 1930 were the Great Migration of Finns to North America. In the 1870s, there were only about 3,000 immigrants from Finland to the U.S. New immigrants often sent letters home, encouraging family and friends to try their luck in America. Rumors abounded about the good land, productive fields, and the opportunity to earn a good wage in mining, farming, factories, logging, and fishing. The 1880s saw a 12-fold increase in the number of Finnish migrants compared to the previous decade. The movement was strengthened in 1899 as the Russians started an aggressive Russification campaign in Finland. Many Finns chose to escape the repression by migrating to the New World in the 1900s. Pockets of Finnish settlement appeared in New England, the Upper Midwest, and the Pacific Northwest. New York City and the Boston area were prime destinations for skilled and general laborers. Gloucester, Massachusetts, had a thriving community of some 3,000 Finnish granite quarry workers. In the upper Midwest, the heaviest levels of Finnish settlement were in an area known as the Finn Hook, which is northeastern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and the upper peninsula of Michigan. Finns were heavily involved in mining and agriculture. Today, the region is known as having the highest population of Finnish ancestry in the United States. In the Pacific Northwest, Astoria and the Lower Columbia were a prime destination for the Finns. Finnish settlement in Astoria began around 1870. Our first Finnish arrivals were strays and not family units, mainly single men who settled down to fish. A considerable increase of Finnish immigrants arrived in Astoria in 1873, when a group of 30 arrived from Pennsylvania. The leader of this group was Axel Seaborg, a foreman at Ohio Railways, who spoke Finnish, Swedish, and English. A new era of Finnish settlement began in Astoria in 1877, when Finns from Copper County, Michigan, arrived. Hundreds followed, so many that Suomi Hall, a Finnish fraternal organization, was established in 1886. It is still active today, and there is a plan to restore the historic Suomi Hall. The Finns became the largest ethnic group in Astoria. They have left their mark on the Lower Columbia, and their legacy lives on. To see pictures of my history show and get my recipe for panukaku, visit Astoria History Diva on Instagram. I will try to end each episode with a quote, but I could not resist this joke. Why is the Columbia River like a salmon? Because there's fins on both sides. Ooh, that's bad. Thanks for listening.